contentious that we get this.
Ready?
Yep, you're good.
Perfect.
Hi, Jed.
Hey, what's going on?
We can get things started with Manolo.
Hello, Jed. How are you? Welcome back to our humble corner of the world.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to be back.
Yeah, could you describe a little bit of how tough have been these last 2 years for you, especially after those fantastic years you had here, averaging 155 plus games a year and 650 plate appearances?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely, it was a challenge. I did everything I could, you know, trying to fight to get back onto the field, and it just didn't work out. So, like I said, happy to be back.
Yeah, this a knee operation is on your knee. Do you think it's something that probably you tried to play before having the operation, is like a last alternative to come back with the operation? And how does this go? How long this knee has been bothering you?
The knee started bothering me. Probably March, you know, February, March of 2019. I didn't really feel a whole lot, and it just, you know, progressively got worse. And, like I said, I ended up getting the surgery in October of 2020.
Yes. Right now in the campus, of course, very good switch hitter, second baseman. What do you think are going to be the biggest challenges for you, the hitting or the fielding?
What was the last part? The biggest challenges of what?
Playing second base, the hitting or the playing second base.
Yeah, no, I've been doing all the workouts. I think it's just a matter of me just getting back into baseball shape. I had a really productive off season, and like I said, there's things that you just can't do in your off season workouts that you kind of have to get here. And me in particular, you know, after having the last couple of years that I have, just kind of getting back into baseball shape.
Shayna?
Hey, Jed, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Can you go into a little more depth about what you were able to do in the off season? Obviously, October wasn't super long ago. So what were you able to do to get into shape, and how are you feeling now?
Yeah. There was a, you know, pretty precise progression that was laid out by the doctors and the physical therapists that I worked with. And, obviously that was something that, you know, I tried to follow to a T, and probably took me a couple months to get to the point where I was, able to, you know, kind of get back to square one, I guess, with my health, and then build up from there. I made some really good progress, like I said, this off season, and, I feel like I'm at a good point, and I just need to kind of finish it off with some running progression.
Martin.
Hey, Jed, good to see you again.
Yep.
Your last year here was kind of the start of this run here for these guys. And obviously Matt Chapman and Matt Olson kind of going through the first full seasons. And as you left and kind of watched them from afar and how much they've grown, what's it been like just seeing that and kind of reconnecting with them this spring so far?
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing, when you build good relationships, you kind of pick them up right where they left off. And that's kind of what it feels like. You know, we've got the same banter and that we had a couple of years ago. And, these guys are a little bit more established and kind of know what they feels like they know what they have to do a little bit more to be successful on an everyday basis. And it's fun to see, you know, that maturation process. And, you know, like I said, I wasn't a part of it day to day, but you can see it. You can see it in their eyes. You can hear it in their voice. Just going on a day by day basis.
Matt?
Hey, Jed.
Hey.
When you decided to, you know, sign here and on the minor league deal, obviously you came in knowing that you were going to have to really prove something to get a roster spot, to make a roster spot. So far, what do you think of just your standing, I guess, in the group out there in terms of the options at second base and how do you see your chances of making this roster this spring?
Yeah, I'm not spending much mental capital on you know things that are out of my control. So, you know, I know what I'm capable of when I'm healthy, and I think this organization more than any other does as well. And you know, all I can do is come here and prepare every day, and you know, show them what I'm so capable of doing, and I'll let them make that decision. This is a good group of guys, and I'm happy to be back and help this team, you know, get to the place the postseason again, and you know, hopefully get further.
John.
Yeah, hi Jed. Nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah. You talk about the feeling the pain in spring of 19, having the surgery at the end of 20. Were there regrets of not having it sooner so that you could maybe return to the field quicker? Or was that an option?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, when you're under contract, your medical decisions are not, you know, under your control.
Mm-hmm. It is. Have you ever, I mean, you might not think this is a long shot, but others might, you know, your age, the fact you haven't played much in 2 years and you're non-roster. Have you ever been in a spot where you're maybe the underdog and wowed everybody into playing time?
For about 36 years.
Gotcha. Is this realistic maybe to be the number one guy, or would you realistic be a platoon? I mean, the DH reps are available as well.
Yeah. I think all options are on the table. And I think a lot just depends on, you know, my health and how I perform. And so, you know, that's all you can really ask for.
Why were you an underdog for 36 years?
Well, I mean, listen, I was the last guy, you know, last guy recruited to my college class. I, you know, I didn't get invited to any of the, you know, national things. Like I've had to work for everything, and I've been able to achieve a lot. And, you know, I ended up working myself into a, you know, supplemental first round pick. But, you know, listen, nobody looked at me physically and was like, oh, this guy's going to be a, you know, 14 year major leaguer. Right. Like I've been, like I said, I've had to work my way to where I am, you know, my whole life, and I've been able to, you know, accomplish a lot so far. And yeah, but you know, listen, I've always been that underdog.
Mm-hmm. Hey, as a switch hitter and it's left knee, does mm-hmm. one side feel better than the other when you're hitting right now? Like your push off on your left side?
No, I don't feel it anymore. I'm in a really good place with the knee. You know, previously, yeah, there were, you know, just, you know, the balancing aspect on it was more like a gradual pain from the left side. And then, you know, hitting into it on the right side where, you know, I was putting all my force into the knee. But I don't feel it anymore.
Maybe just one more. Are you out to show that the last 2 years were not you?
Yeah, I mean, sure. But my focus honestly is just going out there and just having fun and playing the game. I mean, I think if anything over the last 2 years, I made me realize how much I love the game and how much I miss being out there competing.
Thanks, Jeff.
Of course.
Jess.
Hey, Jed. Good to see you. You mentioned being an underdog. Do you feel like since from the beginning you've had that mentality, is that why you kind of keep going and that's why you're here now?
I think I keep going is because I love the game, and you know, that's it presents a challenge that just doesn't exist outside of the game very frequently, right? Like every single day, you know, you're facing a new guy. You have to, you know, it's just a very dynamic atmosphere that doesn't really exist. And so, you know, it's an opportunity to do something that, you know, you're not going to be able to do your whole life. So you might as well, you know, ride it till the wheels fall off.
All right. Thank you, Jed.
Of course.
Thanks, Jed.
Thank you, guys.